As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We get breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, May the 5th, 2011, just sliding into the saddle here, sprung into the seat, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Well, not much good news, but lots of news today. Hard facts, that's for sure. And workable solutions, where we can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning, once again, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com as well. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, you can find all that contact information on our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. Jump into the chat room and join into the discussion. Again, now this, we'll see. What do I got here? All right. I was in the other room looking up, trying to find something, actually. And I thought to myself, my goodness, I better check the time. I came in here and just as the broadcast was starting. Anyway, precious metals damage deepens. COMEX rules change drives out the speculators. We'll talk about that. Economic sector awash in red ink across the board. No magic bullets anywhere. We'll go there as well. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning, Agenda 21, and some related news articles. We'll go there as well and take your calls, too. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Very troubling day in the marketplace today. Lots of action, a sea of red ink across the board, just about everywhere you look. But anyway, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold in damage control, off another $8.50 at $1,508. Silver really taking it upside the head, off another $1.48 at $37.91 an ounce. Platinum off $20 at $1,799. Palladium down $19 at $726 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market breaking down below the 1,500 mark for a low of $1,495.50. That's major technical resistance getting busted there. And the high is at 1,523.20. So let's keep our eyes on the metals today. At $1,508 an ounce, your gold is still up $332.30. They've done everything they can do to drive it back down under a 30% yield annually. And this morning it shows 28.27% return on your investment. Year to year, the London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price at $1,514.50, but it hasn't been able to get there yet. So we'll see where things go. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, May the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got a lot of news to go through today, a big basket full of news, and a lot of research as well, so I hope you'll stick with me for the duration, 2 hours. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Again, as I was saying in the previous segment, lots of action happening in the marketplace today. News out of the COMEX is really impacting the precious metals market, but it's not limited to that. It's virtually across the board. There's just nothing but red ink. All the indicators are down today. But again, gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago, was off $8.50 at 1508 even in the spot market. Bullion silver down $1.48 at 37.91. That's 10 bucks below where it was a while back there. Platinum off 20 bucks at $1,799, and palladium off 19 at $726 an ounce. The Dow Jones, well, let's see over here. The SPDR gold shares, news here, they drop off 4.5 metric tons overnight, 4.55 metric tons sold into the market. They claim this morning to be holding 1,219.94 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $60.4 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 84 at 12,724, the NASDAQ closed down 13 at 2828, and the S&P 500 down 9 at 1347. Crude oil this morning also down $3 at $106.25 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, it pairs off 2 basis points at 73.10. You know, will it go to 71.18? Some people think it will. Well, it won't go there today, but nevertheless, it's still on the decline. The foreign exchange rates this morning, of course, impacted by this move in the U.S. dollar index. The Canadian loonie off 88 basis points at $1.03 against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso drops 44 basis points at 9 cents U.S. The euro losing 82 basis points. The idea is just red all the way across the board. At $1.47, the British pound exchanges against the U.S. dollar, down 17 basis points at $1.65. The Swiss franc off 35 basis points, yet still hangs in there, exchanging against the buck at $1.16. The bond market this morning, we see the same sort of action going on in there. The yield on the two-year treasuries drops from 0.62% yesterday to 0.58% this morning. That benchmark 10-year U.S. treasury drops down from 325 to 318. That's a strong move in the bench. The 30-year moves down from 435 to 429 this morning. Same thing happening in the mortgage markets. We're seeing a decline there, moving down in the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages from 4.04% a month ago to 388, and going down from the 30-year from 483 to 465. Lots of pretty good-sized moves happening here. So the prime rate, however, stands at 3.25. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning is at 39.78. Well, there's lots of news to discuss about this, but let's go into the Econoday calendar and look and see what's happening yet today and tomorrow. Yesterday, of course, in the morning after the broadcast started, we had several announcements came out that we'll talk about this morning. The chain store sales is out. The monster employment index is out. The jobless claims and productivity are all out. We'll talk about those in a moment tomorrow. The employment situation and consumer credit report will be out, and we'll cover those as well then. Let's go into this ISM non-manufacturing index. Sudden slowing in the rate of month-to-month growth hits new orders and business activity during April. All right, that's not good news. Headlines from the ISM non-manufacturing report, where the overall index came in at a much lower than expected level of 52.8. Hiring also moderated, now shows only slight month-to-month growth. Supplier delivery slowed, as did exports. Both may reflect the Japanese supply effects. Other details show still elevated input prices and pressures in a positive, strong, and steady growth in backlogs. April marks a pivot to the slow side for this report, which had been showing very strong rates of growth at the outset of the year. The dip in employment may build concern further for trouble in Friday's jobs report. Stocks are moving lower in reaction to this report. Stocks are moving lower for many reasons, including this tanking in the metals due to the COMEX manipulation. We'll work with that in a moment. Here's the EIA petroleum status report. The prior was crude oil inventory was 6.2 million barrels. They're saying 3.4 million barrels actual. Let's hear about it. Commercial inventories of oil rose 3.4 million barrels in the April 29 week to 366.5 million. The build reflects strong levels of imports against no more than moderate refinery activity. So they're still continuing to be awash in oil, bringing the imports in, not refining anything extra, and demand is just absolutely nothing but down. All right? And that's where that's going. Let's go to the next one. Chain store sales. Upward surprises outnumbered disappointments. In what looks to have been a solid but still mixed month of April for the nation's chain stores. That's all your, you know, Dollar General and the rest of Macy's, all of them. They're all out there. A number of chains raised earnings guidance following today's results, but not sales guidance. And a couple of chains scaled back guidance. Easter shifts away from, Easter shifts always make the year-on-year unadjusted comparison of April and March hard to read, but today's results hint at another month of growth for the ex-auto, ex-gas category of the government's retail sales report. Well, we'll see if there's any truth to that, but with these numbers, you know, we just have to wait and look backwards. Monster Employment Index comes out. In what the report says is evidence that the labor market is improving, Monster's measurement of online recruiting volume jumped 12 points in April to 145. Gains are wide, including strong acceleration in labor demand from the mining, retail, and construction industries. And this is online. So you can imagine with all of the damage going on down in the South, due to the tornadoes and other damages down in Texas due to the wildfires. The demand for construction has got to be perking up. And online, people would jump online and say, hey, look, is there any job openings down in Tuscaloosa? And if there were, they throw the job box and the tool bags in the pickup and boogie south, okay? So that's the kind of stuff that could be happening there. Jobless claims, the government cites special factors behind a 43,000 surge in initial jobless claims. The biggest factor is an adjustment for timing for a spring break in New York State, followed by a new emergency benefit plan in Oregon. The third factor is also the auto sector, where claims related to retooling increased. Note that possible layoffs tied to Japanese supply disruptions remain an uncertainty for the outlook. And I'd have to say, in addition to that, you know, with 300-some people dead down in the South, all of those houses, you know, knocked the heck out of, a lot of businesses out there would be probably a pretty fair number of people that had to file for unemployment until their business, their workplace is restored. So there might be something to that. Productivity and costs, here's a little more. Again, this is all off the Econoday website. You can find those reports there for yourself. The sluggish first quarter is showing up not just in a soft gross domestic product, but also slower productivity and higher unit labor costs. Non-farm business productivity rose an annualized 1.6% in the first quarter after advancing 2.9% in the previous. Well, that's those news articles. We'll come back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into the news basket one more time, trying to figure out, you know, just what's all behind this this decline in silver. For a while, I was thinking that maybe there was some kind of pressure coming from J.P. Morgan. May very well be, but this article might give us some idea. Off the Bloomberg website with by Yi Tian, writing, silver investors dump bets after exchange increases margins 84%. You can find the link on the Bloomberg.com website. It's also up on the list of articles on the Kitco.com website this morning. You can find it in either place. The biggest slump for silver since 1983 may not be over as the COMEX exchange in New York makes its 84% more expensive for speculators to trade the metal, triggering an exit by investors. So, you know, I mean, if you really wanted to damage the market, you could come in and make such a colossal one-time change like this. And, you know, the downside is what we're seeing, all right? I think this is exceedingly poor practice for COMEX, but, you know, who am I to say? You know, the Lilliputians, we just kind of hang on, buy long, stay long, and keep it all in physical possession, gold and silver. The minimum amount of cash that must be deposited when borrowing from brokers to trade silver futures, all right, we're not in the futures model. Well, you might be, but I'm not. I'm looking towards the future where we have less and less tyranny and despotic control and more freedom, but I'm always more interested in the physical possession myself. 21,000, come on, let's go again, Will. The minimum amount of cash that must be deposited when borrowing from brokers to trade silver futures. So we're going to be shaking out some of these speculators, you know, cleaning out the closet, getting some of these money whores out of there, and that could be a good thing, all right? So just hang tight onto your position, just stick with what you got, and watch as this thing unfolds, but it's really shaking in the rafters. The minimum amount of cash that must be deposited when borrowing from brokers to trade silver futures will rise to $21,600 per contract after May 9th. Of course, this doesn't impact you or me. It does ultimately in price and value, but it's not going to be something that's part of our dialectic. Anyway, COMEX's owner said yesterday, that's up from $11,745 2 weeks ago. So they made a jump from $11,745 to $21,600 per contract, a cash deposit, up front. All right? And that just, you know, shook a lot of people out of the market. Open interest in futures has tumbled about 15% since the exchange began raising margins requirements on April the 25th. Prices may drop another 14%, they're saying, to $34 an ounce by the end of next week. Now, for as much of a bear as he is, this is the kind of stuff that was coming out of John Nadler's mouth on Kitco over the last couple of weeks, okay? And there was another article that we shared last week intimating that the silver market was set for a major reduction. And so maybe now we're starting to see what was being advanced then, but you know, as I've said in regards to another fellow that claims to be right 98% of the time, you can be right 98% of the time, but if you blow it on a call to sell or a call to buy, that 2% could be enough to change a great fortune into a small fortune. But here we go. Let's continue along here. Silver has more than doubled in the past year as record low U.S. borrowing costs and a slumping dollar prompted investors to buy precious metals as alternative assets. Quote, you're talking about a very volatile market, a very significant run-up, and in a very short period of time. And we've all been seeing that. It says here, it went too high, too fast, and exacerbating it on the downside is the increased margin requirements. So they've got a triple whammy that's coming on us here. As of April the 29th, the metal had soared 57% in 2011, the most among the 19 commodities tracked by Thomson Reuters CRB Index. In the past three sessions, silver's plunged 19%, the most since February 1983. The slump trimmed this year's gains to, now take heart, little flock, 27%, which is still far and above away what you're going to get anyplace else, making it the second best performing raw material, trailing gasoline's 35% jump. All right? So things aren't all so bad. It's just not as bright and cheery as it was last week on this time. The frothy market. If you have to put up that much more margin, many people simply say, no, I won't do it. So they liquidate, said Dennis Gartman, economist and the editor of the Suffolk, Virginia-based Gartman Letter, quote, it's got a bit frothy, and frothy markets need to correct. So, you know, whether this is price manipulation on the part of COMEX or whether this is a necessary market, you know, correction, I think that the amount was extreme and forced a lot of people out, where if they had done it, let's say, incrementally, you know, more people might have said, well, I can deal with that and deal with that. They didn't. They just come in with a big stick and smashed it. Anyway, so there's more to that story. Let's go on to the next one and look at over here, slide across the browser and pick up this guy. This is a rather interesting story. GM's first quarter net income triples as U.S. sales climb. That sounds like a pretty dang gum good story, doesn't it? All right. Everybody wants to see General Motors climbing up out of the dump. David Welch writing this for Bloomberg. General Motors, GM, the largest U.S. automaker, said first quarter profit more than tripled to its highest in at least 21 years. Like, wow, we really got our money's worth there by bailing out GM, right? Wait a minute. As sales rose in its home market in China. That's going to really create a lot of jobs, isn't it? Net income climbed to $3.37 billion or $1.77 a share from $1.07 billion or 55 cents a share a year earlier. Detroit-based GM said today in a statement, blah, blah, blah. They're going to talk about money for a moment. GM, helped by its operations in China and rising U.S. deliveries, is poised to reclaim the global auto sales lead from a Toyota Motor Corporation rattled by the earthquake in Japan and reports of slipping quality. So everybody heard about all the accelerator problems and the braking problems and all of this, basically PR, all right? Public notice, safety notices, and recalls. Everything was possible was being thrown at Toyota while we're trying to bail out GM, and it succeeded on the public opinion side of things, but then helped by its operations in China. So we're dumping money after money after money, millions and millions into GM. And where are they investing it? In China? Wow. From our point of view, it's a solid quarter. Chief Financial Officer Dan Ammann, A-M-M-A-N-N, you figure out where this guy was born, said today, it's good progress. It sets up a good foundation for the rest of the year. Then it goes on, talks about stock shares again. GM's U.S. sales climbed 25%. Light vehicles in the first quarter, according to Auto Data, a researcher based in Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. Treasury stake. The U.S. Treasury Department, which owns 33% of GM, plans to evaluate the earnings before deciding whether to sell more of its investment, a person familiar with the matter said last month. So we own this 33% of General Motors, and where are we developing jobs? In China. What's up? The U.S. took a 61% ownership of GM as part of the automaker's government-led bailout and bankruptcy reorganization in 2009. The Treasury sold shares equal to 28% stake during the November IPO, that's an initial public offering of the company, and the department can sell more shares starting on May the 22nd. So right around the corner, people will be able to start buying more shares in GM, I guess. GM may retake the crown for the most global auto sales from Toyota, thanks to the tsunami and the meltdown of the reactor. I always hate that, when you can follow the money and find a clear winner, who can benefit and who can lose. Losses to avoid, benefits to gain. GM's in the leader here. General Electric seems to be doing fairly well, too. A research firm in Westlake Village, blah, blah, blah. Toyota has lost production because of plant shutdowns following the earthquake. GM is also better positioned to expand its sales in China, he said. Well, that's that story.
You are- are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again taking a look at this article off the Bloomberg website in regards to GM. Once again, GM may retake the crown for the most global auto sales from Toyota this year. And so we'll see how that goes. All three major U.S. automakers were profitable in the first quarter. Ford Motor Company net income in the period rose 22% to $2.55 billion. Of course, Ford wasn't bailed out and refused it, just like Iceland, intelligent that is. And Chrysler Group, LLC, reported a profit of $116 million, which is mighty slim, and so on it goes. So that's that story. Let's go to this one. United Nations, let's see, yeah, this one, let's hit this one. United Nations Bible, United Nations Renewables Bible, says clean energy can outstrip demand, all right? Whenever we're looking at sustainable development, it's all about demand. You know, it's running at demand. And unfortunately, it's propping up or shoring up or sustaining, if you will, the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products, whether they be Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, Khaki, whether they be General Electric or anybody. Wind and solar power among six renewable energy options that have the potential to outstrip total world energy needs, this is written by Alex Morales, new news for Bloomberg, and may grow as much as 20-fold over the next four decades. So, you know, hey, the United Nations has their crystal balls all polished up, and they're predicting the future once again. Geothermal, biomass, solar, wind, hydropower, and electricity from the oceans, waves, and tides could more than meet the global energy needs for power, heating, and transport based on 2008 demand, according to the study by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. I wonder if they were using the same hockey stick model that they used for man-made global warming. In practice, less than 2.5% of that potential will be used. So it's coulda, woulda, and shoulda, all right? Coulda, woulda, and shoulda, if we go out far enough. You know, I mean, this is the revisiting Charles Darwin theory. If you've got trillions of years to do it, maybe, just maybe, you know, you could get a raccoon out of a pond someplace. I don't know. But in practice, again, they say less than 2.5% of that potential will be used, basing the finding on four scenarios out of 164 examined in the United Nations' biggest assessment of alternative energy. A shift to low-carbon energy would require a global investment of as much as $12.3 trillion by 2030, it said. So if you throw enough money at it, you might be able to see some kind of a return on your investment. But that's a huge might, all right? This study will establish itself. Now, be aware of this now. I'm going to get this study. This study will establish itself as the Bible. God help us all. As the Bible of renewable energy for the coming years, just much the same as Agenda 21 has been the Bible for the sustainable development movement for the last 20 years. Anyway, this study will establish itself as the Bible, said Sven Teske, renewable energy director of Greenpeace International. Well, Greenpeace, out there spiking the trees in the forest. Anyway, and a lead author of the report. Well, there goes the credibility of that report. It's one of the most comprehensive, watch that word, surveys of all the different technologies and their cost. Now, I'll be very interested in looking at this report. I've been trying to do a cost-benefit analysis on Don Quixote's windmills, especially the offshore variety. Looks like it would be a very, very costly proposition and one that may never pay its freight. The full report is about 1,000 pages. Here we go again. It's like the United Nations biodiversity report. Teske said he declined to comment on the report's contents. A 29-page draft of the study's summary for policymakers was sent to Bloomberg by an official involved in its preparation who declined to be named because it hasn't been made public yet. Nick Nuttall, a spokesman for the UN panel, a real Nuttall, no doubt, declined to comment on the draft, which will be debated by government representatives from the group's 194 members in a four-day meeting that starts tomorrow in Abu Dhabi. I don't imagine that you've got tickets to Abu Dhabi. I don't imagine that I'll be going to the meeting either. Subject to revision? Whatever is in the draft form right now is subject to revision. Starting tomorrow, governments will review the draft and comment on it. They'll go through it line by line, and this will then be subject to the approval of governments. We don't expect that to happen until late on May 8th or early May 9th. But what are they talking about, approval by governments? You think Barry the Usurper is going to be over in Abu Dhabi going through this stuff? No. It'll be some low-level minion, but they call it governments, all right? Anyway, there's a lot more to that. Here's a kind of a curious story. Tokyo Electric Power, that would be TEPCO, plans to start operating air filters at the reactor. That's a good idea. You know, the Japanese are really fond of those little masks. Maybe they got a big mask, you know, one of these big masks. They've draped it over the number one reactor, but they're going to start filtering the air. That ought to help. Japan needs 8 more liquid natural gas cargoes a month after reactor shutdowns, facts say. Follow the money. Who else profits by having a trouble in the TEPCO reactors in Daiichi? Well, obviously, OPEC. Here's the story. Dinakar Sethuraman. Sounds like a sounds like an entree. Anyway, writing this for Bloomberg, Japan may need as many as 8 additional liquefied natural gas cargoes a month to compensate for nuclear plant shutdowns. I guess they finally figured out what to do with all those cargo vessels at sea, just standing around chuck-a-luck full of natural gas and crude oil. Here it goes. The nation may import 4 million to 6 million metric tons of year, of extra liquid natural gas to boost supplies to the gas-fired generators. Oh, boy. Big step forward for mankind, a big step backward for TEPCO. The Singapore-based energy consultant said in a May 3rd report, Japan, the world's biggest consumer of the fuel, increased purchases of the fuel by 8.4% to a record of 70 million tons last year, according to the Ministry of Finance. Just in time for the Koch brothers to fire up their gas fracturing in the oil shales in America. The country, which depends on imported fuels for most of its needs, now this might be, this liquid natural gas might be coming out of Alaska. Perhaps. I don't know. It doesn't say here. The country, which depends on imported fuel for most of its needs, is seeking alternatives to nuclear power after the March 11th quake forced the shutdown of 11 reactors. We've only been hearing about a few. There's 11 that have been shut down. For the procurement of further liquid natural gas, Japan has been directly approaching producers instead of going through traders and brokers in the spot market, in order to avoid a huge price spike in the spot market. So, there is that one to look at as well. Let's go here. And it's an interesting article. The way that it's styled gives us a clue. Quote, unquote, tired. Tired and sleepy. Oh, exhausted. Tired carbon traders giving up bets that may double in value, Orbio says. There's a lot of people. I've been following this every time we find an article, I share it with you. We've been following this specious carbon trading market, all right? And the carbon traders are getting tired of waiting for profits, and they're walking away. This by Matthew Carr for Bloomberg. Traders are sacrificing the possibility of doubling their money on United Nations carbon offsets. Of course, if they'd invested in gold and silver, like a prudent man would, they would have already doubled their money. They'd be thinking about something else, like a trip to the Bahamas or something. But they didn't. They got involved in the King's Clothing carbon offset business. Factories and power stations in the European Union market handed in a record of 137 million metric tons of UN offsets. They could probably carry all of that in a manila envelope. According to data published May the 2nd by the European Commission, the Brussels-based regulator, UN offsets were €3.30, or $4.91 cheaper than European Union allowances on April the 29th, according to data from the Blue Next Exchange in Paris. So emitters using the offset option saved €452 million. That's pretty good money. Had they waited and used them to comply in 2012 instead, the discount probably would have risen to €6 a ton or €822 million. Well, I guess if you're investing on something that's invisible and no one can understand it, you're likely to lose your shirt. Some emitters are tired of running the regulatory risk and preferred using their offsets now. They're willing to lose option values because they distrust the regulators. Well, there you go.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so once again, back to this article again, talking about these carbon credits, you know, the king's clothing. Yeah, right, well, the little guy was probably right after all. The king is butt-naked, and so are these guys. They're running naked, and they're running short. Some emitters, again, are tired of running the regulatory risk and prefer using their offsets now. They get them while they're hot, boys. The commission last year proposed banning credits starting in 2013 from projects that cut hydrofluorocarbon Dash 23. Now, they say this is a greenhouse gas that can trap 11,700 more times heat per molecule than carbon dioxide. Now, I suggest you jump off on something simple like Wikipedia and type in hydrofluorocarbon 23. And you'll find out, as I did, that this stuff is made by gobs in a bunch by the ocean naturally, and there's no way that man could live on this planet long enough to do either more or less of whatever he's been doing to change the hydrofluorocarbon 23 in the atmosphere. All right? But by golly, they're going to trade it. And here it is. The UN has approved projects tied to 3.5 billion euros or 5.2 billion of such credits since 2005, about half the total in UN emissions markets. And of course, all of these costs get passed along to whom? Not the big guys, not the captains of finance and industry. No, they don't hang out at Wall Street. They're passed along to Main Street. They're paid for by you and me. This is the way that the United Nations wants to fund itself and finance its initiatives and NATO and the assassination of Gaddafi's remaining children going forward. The proposed ban continues. The use of offsets was at the high end of analyst estimates, which range from 80 million to 140 million tons, according to Bloomberg. Emitters must match their verified, it's like being a denier, I guess. These are emitters. Emitters must match their verified CO2 output with allowances and credits by April the 30th the following year. And then it goes on and it tells you how much the carbon credits are selling for on the market this morning. Here's another one, rather an interesting story. QU seeks to squeeze out Canadian solar's competitors in a global panel glut. Wow, interesting story written by Ben Sills for Bloomberg. Canadian Solar Incorporated. Boy, doesn't that just make you think of the Royal Canadian Mounties? The Chinese solar panel maker. Oh, my God. Here we go. You buy one of those Canadian Solar Inc. panels? Well, it's a Chinese solar panel maker's product. That's expanding factories more than 60% this year, aims to increase its market share as global overcapacity among manufacturers squeezes out smaller rivals. Chief Executive Officer Sean Ku, the Suzhou-based company's reputation for quality will persuade customers to choose its photovoltaic devices over those of competitors as output potential outstrips demand to 2012, pushing prices down. Here's a quote. During an oversupply situation, everybody's margins gets pressure, but it's actually the Tier 1 companies that gain market share. Tier 1, Tier 2, sounds like the investment strategy on the SPDR gold shares to me. But anyway, Q said in a telephone interview, quote, last year we had a big undercapacity, but this year or next year it may be different. Actually, Q probably has a very British accent, having studied in Canada. The company, whose competitors includes China's Yingli Green Energy Holding Company and Evergreen Solar. We had a story about Evergreen Solar. I believe they were sold out of the Massachusetts. They got major amount of funding to build a plant in a local town. And then once they decided to get profitable, they uprooted, leaving all of the investment capital behind. And they moved to China as well. That's a recent story reported on that. Evergreen Solar Inc., you might find it on the web. Might even just search Bloomberg and pull that story back up again. The stocks lost 9% in the first quarter on investor concern that subsidy cuts in Germany and Italy may trim demand just as the company increases its investment. This whole free energy program depends on government subsidy. This is sustainable development at its finest, all right? Ku said he's bracing Canadian solar for increased competition because newer markets in the U.S. and China may not compensate for slower demand in Europe, where governments are reining in subsidies. They're looking midterm to long-term, said Lars Dannenberg, an analyst at the German bank Berenberg, Gosler & Company in London. Quote, new markets like the China or the U.S. with California will show nice growth rates, and you want to be ahead of that curve. And then it talks about profit squeezes and other things. Rather interesting article. Anyway, Canadian Solar, Inc., made in China and owned by the communist Chinese. Just in case you are wondering, in investing there, I would suggest you don't. U.K. urged to abolish renewable energy targets and to spend less to cut carbon. I'm telling you, we're all over Agenda 21 here this morning. Catherine R. Ehrlich, writing this for Bloomberg, Britain should abolish its renewable energy targets. No wonder people are confused. The headline says UK, then they say Britain, I say England. Some people say, you know, oh, whatever. Britain should abolish its renewable energy targets and focus on less costly ways to cut carbon dioxide emissions, according to researchers at the Policy Exchange. Okay, six ways to Sunday, folks. There's no way. Britain could save $20.6 billion by scaling back its ambitious wind projects around its coastline, the London-based research group said in an emailed report today. The UK should negotiate its commitment to the European Union renewable target, the report said. It's all those Don Quixote windmills. Very expensive proposition. The targets diverts current and future resources away from measures that could save the same amount of carbon at a lower cost, such as energy efficiency, nuclear, and carbon capture and storage, said Simon Moore, a research fellow and author of the report, The UK's Commitment to Meeting the EU's Renewable Energy Target. Blah, blah, blah. Well, sounds like the UK is backing out of the wind turbines business. Here's another one. Oil price controls are advocated by the UN in a proposal for G20 OPEC Accord. Everybody's crying out to the international community here. Let's all go to the hog and have some DOS with our dollars. By Suttani Yavejawatana. Wow, I wonder where she's from, or he. The group of 20 nations should negotiate a benchmark, quote-unquote, fair cost of oil. Sounds like fair trade to me, fair. Fair cost of oil. With the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, negotiate a benchmark fair cost of oil and limit price movements within a band. Sounds like more market manipulation, another regulator, someone else's opinion. The United Nations said the G20 needs to, quote, act decisively to moderate the volatility of oil and food prices. Price fixing here. Trying to think of the socialist terminology that runs with this. The agency said in a statement, as it released an annual report on Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok today, oil has climbed 36% in the past year. It's all speculation, too, by the way, with unrest in the Middle East and North Africa adding to supply concerns. Marginally, I added. The UN says rising food and oil costs threaten to drive millions more poor people into poverty. Well, God, poor people are in poverty, aren't they? Most severely affecting the populations of nations, including Bangladesh, India, Nepal, and Southwest Missouri, I added. Crude for June delivery traded at more than $108 per barrel as of 10:45 a.m. Singapore time. The G20, a group made up of the European Union and 19 of the world's richest nations, could also regulate commodity markets to reduce speculation and discipline the conversion of food into biofuels. There's a place for some discipline. I don't know whether Monsanto would go along with that, but they could try. China's economy may expand 9.5% this year and India's by 8.7%, it said. What that has to do with this, I don't know. The agency said that volatile money flows are a risk for the region, creating asset bubbles and causing currencies to rise. Capital controls are an important element in the policy toolkit, the United Nations said. Well, there you go. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. to see our extensive line of specialty CPACs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others. Go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can find our chat room at becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. You can also pick up the telephone and call in throughout the broadcast. Area code is 866-841-1065. Let's go out to Idaho. Vicki has availed herself of that call-in number and say good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Hey, you know, that company that you were talking about that's going to build the solar panels or make the solar panels, are they Chinese by any chance?
They are Chinese.
Or does it say?
They are Chinese.
Well, what do you know?
You know, this is it right here. It says, Q seeks to squeeze out Canadian Solar's competitors in a global panel glut. The name of the company is Canadian Solar Inc. It's a Chinese solar panel maker.
Well, you know what? It seems to me that these solar, you know, all that the solar panels are, it's like plastic injection. Kind of seems to me like these solar panel companies, they're kind of like a traveling circus. And they come to town, make a big show about, you know, economic development and how, you know, so much money is going to be injected into the community. They want to build one of these, you know, plastic injections, and guaranteed somewhere around there, they also want to build a solar or a renewable energy plant, which means that they tap into the grid.
Yes, and not only will they tap into the grid, but they'll also be able to have one of these foreign enterprise zones, because when they come in and build one of their plants, then they'll need to stay there, you know, indefinitely. And so you might find, as part of that 10,000 to 30,000 acres up there in Idaho, that you'll have a big solar farm, and it'll be feeding electricity into the grid, and they'll be right there making their little plant panels when, you know, everybody will be going out for Chinese for lunch.
Right. You got it. Okay. Now, when I was doing that research, I found articles from Boston. There was one of these solar panel companies in the Boston area.
Yep.
And there was also one in Maryland. They both set up shop and started allegedly manufacturing these plastic solar panels, and then they shut the plants down,
after about two years
or so.
I've got the article right here. I Am Destroyer in our chat room posted this one. This is the company that I was referring to. I think it's the same one you have in mind. Evergreen Solar Panel, or Solar, plans to move U.S. panels production to China. Evergreen Solar plans to stop producing panels at its factory in Devens, Massachusetts, and shift that work to China, the company said this week. The Marlboro, Massachusetts-based company has been producing silicon wafers and cells and assembling them into panels at the Devens factory. But running the factory proves expensive, especially when its operations in China will be able to do it for less, the company said. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the article, but what went down here was that they were subsidized locally and heavily to be able to bring this jobs, you know, in, creating jobs locally. And as soon as they got it up, they got their system running, they have all their models made, they decided, well, hey, you know, we really ought to go to China and make these things cheaper. And they did, and they left this Devens, Massachusetts, in the lurch.
Right. It's like a traveling circus.
Exactly.
Is what it is. Yep. And here in Twin Falls, there was a plastic injection company, too, did the same thing. But, of course, they closed a few years ago. But, yeah, that's the way this whole scam works. And I'm wondering if maybe this scam doesn't tie into university grants.
It very well might. It very well might, Vic. We've got a break right on top. We've got a break.
Okay.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, May the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, welcoming in all of our AM and FM affiliates and micro-broadcasters, picking up the second hour of today's broadcast. And the first hour of today's broadcast went through a big bag of news. Most of it's United Nations, global electric energy, and all kinds of other stuff. But this article was rather interesting. Evergreen Solar Panel plans to move U.S. panel production to China. Evergreen Solar plans to stop producing panels at its factory in Devens, Massachusetts, and shift that work to China, the company said this week. Marlboro, Mass-based company has been producing silicone wafers and cells and assembling them into panels at the Devens factory. Well, anyway, they decided to shift the manufacturing of its product to China, where they could get it done cheaper, all right? And on that announcement, their stock shares went up, so apparently they'll probably keep an office building in the U.S., but they're going to put all of their manufacturing over there. Here's a comment underneath that article by a pony boy. Pony boy writing this as a note or a comment. Holy crap, he says, another one in a week announces they're leaving just like GE. Go ahead and run away, you pansies. Don't try and cut costs. just sell out and go to China. Finally, a real need for innovative production in America, and these cheap batards can't wait to run to China to manufacture their stuff. I hope states and utilities open their eyes and mandate that only American-made solar products can earn incentives. Well, we have Vicki Davis on the line. Back to you, Vicki. We're going to the universities. Yeah, let's all get educated and retrained.
Well, I'm beginning to think that our whole economy is a fraud, because when I was researching that, of course, the research, what follows this innovation and the massive development into the Trojan triangles is, of course, the small business incubators. And the small business incubator system is funded by the federal government through research grants.
Next thing you know, we're going to have Benjamin Bernanke balancing babies out of the incubator on a bayonet, for goodness sakes.
Well, pretty much. I mean, you know, and I can tie this to what's going on with Osama bin Laden, too. I mean, you've got Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, who is actually an accountant. And during the Clinton administration, he was involved in the reinvention of government. And then he left, went to Monterey, and started up a virtual school. He was training Arab pilots in California.
Well, isn't Leon Panetta connected with that Pew Institute or the Pew Foundation?
You bet. Yes, the Oceans Commission.
Yeah, the
Pew
National
Oceans Commission.
Exactly.
Right. So it occurred to me that, you know, all of these publicity snafus, a lot of them originating from Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta now is moving to be the Secretary of Defense. And what is he? Yeah, and what is he going to say when he gets over there? I'll bet you anything he says, "Oh, this is just a debacle, incompetence. We've got to cut the military budget," and he'll funnel the money to the university system, which ties into this whole massive fraud system. You know, the Trojan triangles, the small business funding through the university system, the communist Chinese traveling circus, and all of it.
Oh, well, it's a real can of worms. There's no doubt about it, you know. But we'll just have to watch it and keep your eye on it. I was amazed, you know, when he was made appointed as the head of the Defense Department. But, you know, Leon Panetta, he's a real piece of work. But good stuff, Vicki. I'm gonna move along. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I want to cover this hour. But good material. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay, Vicki Davis. You can check her out on her website, folks. It's channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. Vicki was here on the broadcast with us when we first started on Oracle as a returning guest on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and went through a variety of her various, very well researched and presented material. And again, you can find all of her writings over on the channelingreality.com website. Here another article off Bloomberg. Nicole Guyette, closing out the news. U.S. is to let the Libyan rebels access Gaddafi's frozen $33 billion. All right, isn't that charitable? Isn't that kind? The United States is going to redistribute Gaddafi's wealth to the rebels. Libya's rebels will be given access to part of the $33 billion of Libyan state assets that have been frozen at U.S. banks, said Secretary of State Hillary Santa Claus Clinton. Clinton's announcement that the U.S. is creating a legal framework for rebels to tap Muammar Gaddafi's funds came as 22 foreign ministers from NATO and allied nations, I don't imagine that they all have international Jewish central banks, but they probably do, most of which are taking part in the Libyan operations. And they all met in Rome, probably had a seance with the Green Pope, and the Black Pope too, to agree on a mechanism to direct aid to the Transitional National Council. I don't know if they'll use this $33 billion to finance their new central bank or not. Reported on that story earlier in the week. You might want to catch it from the archives. The Obama administration wants to use some portion of these assets owned by Gaddafi and the Libyan government in the United States. So we can make those funds available to help the Libyan people. Oh, my God. Gaddafi's forces continue to bombard rebels. Clinton also announced the U.S. will remove legal barriers to make it easier for oil sales to benefit the TNC. Wow. They tried to assassinate him over the weekend and missed. Killed his son, three of his grandchildren, and Gaddafi and his wife got out the back door. And then they floated the Osama bin Laden story as a cover-up. And it worked. You don't find the Gaddafi murders anywhere in the news. Here's another one. Going back to our discussion about hazard mitigation planning, this article sent in by one of our listeners in an email. Oak Hill and other Texas fire victims are denied federal funds. Remember, whenever people reach their hands out for unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. But this by Jim Bergamo, KVUE News, we're talking Texas now, Oak Hill wildfire victims find out they're not getting federal funds. Fire victims we talked to, it's always victims, you know, it's either symptoms or victims, victims and symptoms. Fire victims we talked to on Wednesday said their hearts go out to the victims of other disasters around the country. So that's that appeal to August Comte's, you know, humanitarianism, altruism, live for others. But some wonder why a total loss of a home here to a wildfire doesn't resonate with the federal government when it comes to disaster relief. Now, the reason why I was just about late to the studio this morning was I was trying to find this delightful article that talks about it's not yours to give. It goes back to Daniel Boone, I guess it was, on the floor in Congress. He'd gotten his hand slapped for voting to give money to people who had suffered a fire in Washington long ago in the founding of the country. And when he was home on break, his constituents upbraided him for giving money that wasn't his to the people in Washington, D.C. to recover from their fire. Well, we'll continue with that right after this.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so if you'd like to find that article that I was referring to, our intrepid researcher, 10K Fuddles, in the chat room has found it for us, Jim's Corner, Not Yours to Give, A Fable Reexamined. Any Google search for David Crockett, Davy Crockett, and I always say Daniel Boone, but it's Davy Crockett, will eventually turn up dozens of hits on conservative websites that relate the story of a speech Crockett allegedly gave in Congress called Not Yours to Give. Okay, Not Yours to Give, Davy Crockett or David Crockett, and put that into Google, and you should get that and read it, and read it. Do look at it, all right? Because it has to do precisely with what this article is alluding to, and what we've been discussing here today will be like part 10 of our series on FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning System and its relationship to Agenda 21. Again, this article off by Jim Bergamo, the KVUE News down in Texas, talking about these Oak Hill wildfire victims. Everybody's been hearing about the wildfires in Texas. It was horrible, says Wadham. It was absolutely horrible. It's such an overwhelming loss, said Lily Henrick, who lost her home. Despite her despair, Henrick says there have been moments of joy. When they handed me my mother's cross, and there's a lot of Christian Zionists in Texas, as there are in most other states, but anyway, you cling to it. You're hopeful again. Well, I guess the old rugged cross pulled another one's bacon out of the fire. But across from the rubble, there's the rumble brewing between Governor Rick Perry and the usurper's administration. On Tuesday, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, here's our friend, FEMA, rejected Perry's request to declare Texas a federal disaster area. All right? Now, the usurper came right out and declared a disaster area over all the southern states there with the tornado, but they turned Rick Perry down. That's inappropriate, and I think this administration needs to be responsive to the states of Texas, said Perry. Obviously, he's looking for grants and aid. He's looking for unearned grants and aid. Perry pointed out the states hit by the recent tornadoes did receive federal disaster declarations. Oak Hill fire victims we spoke to had mixed reactions about what Perry calls unfair treatment. Quote, when I look at my neighbor's home over here, and it looks like there was about $5 million of estimated damage, it's been quite the neighborhood, it looks like some relief should have been made possible for us, says Wadham. When you see the devastation in Georgia now in Alabama, and you know what those people are feeling, it's all about feelings, said Henrick, their whole town is gone. They have no jobs to go to. I'm so blessed. I do have a job to go to. I can't begrudge them the help, and the pie is just so big. Oh, that's the problem. The pie is only just so big, and we're trillions and trillions and trillions in debt. Of course, they're not going to cut the F-35 fighter out of the defense budget. They're not going to bring any of the boys home from Afghanistan or Iraq or Pakistan or any of the other 150 30 countries we're in, and some 650 military bases, but that's not going to change. When you see the devastation in Georgia and in Alabama, you know what those people are feeling. Their whole town is gone. They have no jobs to go to. I'm so blessed. Both U.S. Senators from Texas, Kay Bailey Hutchison and John Cornyn, have also asked for that federal declaration. They want that declaration. Why do they want that declaration? Because when they get an emergency declaration, then the whole process changes. From that point forward, they move into martial law, basically, emergency rule, War Powers Act. Everything comes in, and it triggers the entire enhanced mitigation program. Now, this particular article, you know, I'm sure that everybody down there that's involved with FEMA and the enhanced 911 system in Texas, they're going to cut this one out. They'll keep this article, all right? It'll be part of the dialogue. All of the change agents that are going around dialoguing people into consensus to get on board with hazard mitigation planning. And boy, I'll tell you what, you take a look at a state like Texas and look at the map of Texas, and it's like somebody just spit counties on it. There are so many counties, and I don't know, I haven't been up on the state website yet, the state emergency management website, to find out how many counties yet in Texas have been spared the scourge of the enhanced 911 system. But I'll bet there's still a few. And if I were living in any of those counties in Texas, and I still didn't have an enhanced 911 system there, we still didn't have enhanced 911 dialing, you know, with three-dimensional coordinate GIS, GPS, global governance coming on you and at you wherever you go, in your home, your cars, your cell phones, whatever, I would be thankful and I'd be working really hard to block it, okay? It's like having a little island of freedom in Texas. But everyone wants to have these emergency declarations. Why? Because then the pipeline opens up for the unearned grants in aid. And that's what we've been talking about here, looking at the advancement of FEMA's hazard mitigation planning and the implementation of Agenda 21. I want to jump forward here a little bit. Assessing community support, we talked about that pretty well. Consulting with the state hazard mitigation officers, procedures and techniques, we went through some of this as well. And so now we're over at the place now. We're determining if the community is ready to begin the planning process. State should assist local jurisdictions. Right? This is a process. It's a program. And not only is it real, it's also been implemented in a vast number of the 3,066 counties scattered all across America. And it will change your relationship with your property as it metastasizes in your county. Below, again, is a series of questions to help you designed to help you assess the availability of the key elements necessary for a successful planning process. Knowledge, support, and resources. Knowledge, support, and resources. And if you wanted to visit with Agenda 21, you can always go there. It's a book. You can get it from the United Nations sometimes. You can also get it from other places, Amazon perhaps. And get the book for yourself and read it. But they always talk about capacity building. Capacity building, and that's very much what knowledge, support, and resources are all about. Seeking answers to these questions, FEMA continues in their guide. This is the State and Local Mitigation Planning How-To Guide, Getting Started. Getting started with hazard mitigation planning. All right? Again, seeking answers to these questions will help you determine what you should focus on to ensure that you have the necessary ingredients in place to begin planning. Now, this is so very important. This is where so many of these counties have made a mistake. They haven't followed the plan. And where they haven't followed the plan to the letter, they've left themselves little avenues for we the people, the Lilliputians, to come in with our wedges and just drive our wedges in all of these little cracks at the bottom of this edifice that they have left wide open to us. All right? And if we can get enough people putting in their wedges and tip, 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 tap, 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 we could crack the whole thing and just drop it like a big pile of dust, okay? Wouldn't be quite as dramatic as 9/11, but, you know, nevertheless, the house of cards could come down. Knowledge. Answering the following four questions can help you to begin to determine the level of understanding about hazard mitigation planning and risk reduction in your community. And as I've stated before, what's good for the goose, what's sauce for the goose, can be sauce for the gander. If we understand the plans, how we were taken down, and then just simply reverse the course and follow the course upstream, we might find the spawning grounds where all of these horrible little fish have come from, and we can wipe out the spawning grounds, and then we're no longer going to be concerned with the disease. All of the symptoms will go away. The victims will fall away, too. All right? So we can learn from their methods. They've invested millions and millions of dollars having these documents written, and we can then use these documents again right where we are as we become vocal local in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. So again, knowledge. Answering the following four questions. If you determine that your public officials are either unfamiliar with hazard mitigation or unconvinced, well, we'll have to pick it up right there.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, the number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call and weigh in on this, just before I go any further with this, I do want to carry on just a bit further from this email that I received overnight from one of our listeners that brought us to this attention to this Texas article that I just shared with you. One thing that he mentioned was that you know, living in a little trailer up in the pine forest there, you know, they had some close calls, you know, and that there was a small fire, volunteer fire department in the area, and they were able to help people out from time to time, and all that's good. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. I don't have any problem with the fire department. I have an uncle that was a fire chief, kind of a famous fire chief. He developed quite a crack team. They used to go around in competitions, and, you know, that's what the Irish do sometimes, drink a lot of beer and be firemen. Also, I have a brother-in-law's father was a fireman, so I don't have anything against firemen. I think firemen are fine. The problem that I see with all of this is getting government involved with it. Volunteer fire department is one thing. I don't know, hook and ladder, all that. You know, everybody's got hooks, everybody's got ladders, and anyone can bring a bucket or a hose. What I am concerned about is the high cost of this subsidized fire department system that came in with the enhanced 911 when they start receiving their instructions and their militarization from FEMA. All right, that's my main complaint. And again, when you look at something like living in a trailer house, for instance, in a forest, you know, dry forest, undergrowth, and all of that, again, take a look at your birth certificate, and you'll notice that on the bottom of yours, probably just the same as on mine, there is no guarantee. There is no warranty statement. We get out of life what we put into life, and that's about it. All right? And so to think that we're going to somehow or another going to be able to indemnify ourselves against everything that the creator of the universe can throw at us is pretty foolhardy, I would think. But, of course, there's a lot of people that invest in catastrophe bonds, and they speculate on whether or not somebody's little trailer is going to get burnt out, or a couple hundred thousand acres or a bunch of cattle herds are going to get burnt out in one of these runaway wildfires. And when things get boring for the fire departments, they like to set fires, and there's a lot of history to back that statement up. So you want to be real careful with all of that. But do remember that there's a difference between having limited liability and unlimited liability. All right? Unlimited liability, total responsibility, 100% control of your property 100% of the time. That's what we had at least in our founders' minds when we founded this country. We had unlimited liability. All right? If we were to lop off an arm or cut off a hand or cut off a finger or run over yourself with a mule, why, you're pretty much out of luck, Chuck. But in this new mommy state that we live in, socialist Soviet America, we have limited liability. These people in this neighborhood got their houses burned up, and apparently it was a pretty nice housing development. One of the houses at least was in the $5 million range. I'm sure they were well insured on their own account. But, nevertheless, how does that become my responsibility? I think it's absolutely fine if they want to rebuild their house, but please don't come and ask me to, you know, get money out of my pocket to help you do that, all right? And don't ask me to help to underwrite or subsidize your fire truck, all right? So part of the problem is that when people get an automobile insurance policy, then that's when they think they can roll the window down, sit a cooler up on the front seat with a couple of, you know, cold beers in there and some sandwiches and a cell phone and two or three children shoved into the front seat, and then they wheel down the road with their arm out, the stereo up, drinking beers and eating sandwiches. Unfortunately, I'm coming the other direction and I'm paying attention, and I don't appreciate having to, you know, drive down into the ditch to avoid them when they're halfway across the center line. But they think that they're covered because they have insurance. All right. Anyway, back to the discussion here. And this is a really interesting article, or another part of this particular manual. This is Task B, determining if the community is ready to begin the planning process. You'll find this on page 1-3 in the Getting Started manual. And it's determining, we've got knowledge, support, and resources. We're going to assess whether or not, determine whether or not your public officials are either unfamiliar with hazard mitigation or unconvinced that investing in mitigation measures before a disaster strikes will save more money than it would cost to recover from a disaster. You should consider engaging in the activities related to knowledge that are included later in this step under Task C to help increase knowledge of hazard mitigation in your community. All right, we can use this very same technique when we go in, and then we can share with our elected officials and the appointed Soviets and boards and councils, we can inform them, inform their ignorance about sustainable development, about hazard mitigation planning, and we can perform the same role as the change agents that come into town trying to obtain the implementation of the strategies, trying to affect public buy-in. All right? It's a two-way street. And it's just like reading Sun Tzu. We just have to get the high ground first. All right? Continuing, how much do elected and or appointed officials know and understand about hazards in their area? Do they know what they and the community can do to reduce their effects? Has there been a recent disaster or severe weather activity? You see? This is right out of FEMA. I didn't write that. I'll say it again. I've underlined it and highlighted it in pink in my original here. Has there been recent disaster or severe weather activity? So like I said, this article about the wildfire in Texas here, all of the change agents will Xerox that article. They'll download it and print it out. Maybe they'll save it to their hard drive. But nevertheless, this is one of the most important things. Remember our little story about the front page story at Hazardville? Mayor declares a new way of thinking for the town of Hazardville. Yeah, dialoguing into consensus with FEMA. Here's number two. How much do the citizens know about hazards in the community? This is the importance of building local voting precincts and getting out and actually working right where you are. Forget about Washington for right now. You can almost forget about your state house for right now. Our battle is really right where we are in our towns and our cities. This is ground that we need to cover first. Continuing, do officials and citizens understand that their actions, behaviors, and decisions affect their vulnerability and that steps can be taken to reduce risks? Well, as I've said in the past, you know, we can inform and enlighten their ignorance, but stupid can be fatal. You know, for those out there that actually, you know, have a couple of brain cells firing, we can take this information and we can enlighten their ignorance about some of these things. But for the stupid, I would recommend you just get out of their way. They'll probably kill themselves. Is there a difference between the risk perceived by the community and the actual risk to the extent that the risk is currently known? You've got to be careful about numbers and numerology, but numbers indeed, and the use of over-reliance on things like census data and various statistics like the Econoday website, where we've shown day after day after day after day that even though... numbers don't lie, liars often figure. Excuse me. Support. Answering the following questions can help you to begin to determine the level of support for hazard mitigation planning and mitigation project implementation in your community. Notice the over-reliance on the word community. This is all communitarianism, but it's also the advancement of legal positivism in its all-out war with natural law. If you determine that your local government, your elected and or appointed officials or citizens, do not know how they and their private sector can support mitigation, consider engaging in activities related to support included later in this step under Task C to help identify strategies to increase the level of support for hazard mitigation. You think these revolutions in the Near East just spontaneously erupted? Oh, no. Oh, no, there's change agents on the field. They come out of the Albert Einstein Institute and others to advance this concept of the creation of a Mediterranean Union. But here in your county, the change agents come in. They might be working for the university. They're coming out of academia. They're coming in from other areas where they've already set up hazard mitigation planning systems. Some of these are professionals from FEMA. Some of them come through the Chambers of Commerce. Okay. Some of them come from the University Extension Council. And they're working right in your area. They all have something to gain, and they have little to lose by dialoguing you and your tax dollars into consensus with them. Continued, it says, do elected and appointed officials understand how local, state, and federal levels each support hazard mitigation and emergency management? And I would have to say that no, they don't. And they don't understand an article like this one where Rick Perry says, aside from the rumble brewing between Governor Rick Perry and the Obama administration, on Tuesday, the Federal Emergency Management Agency rejected Perry's request to declare Texas a federal state disaster area, saying that 25 grants sent to the state since late February already cover much of the cost. So they already received 25 grants in aid. And FEMA says, that's enough, Perry. Buzz off. But he's back. He's got to be there batting for the state, you know. He wants more of that free money. Free money. Continues here. Is there something, not necessarily hazard related, that citizens are dissatisfied with that may be located in a hazard area? Like tourism or economic development, blight, or transportation issues? I mean, you got to find something people can, you know, resonates with the people. You got to be able to find those things. And so the change agents come to town and they do their work, they do their background work, and they find all the problems that they can use in public and private meetings to dialogue the community into consensus. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with Extend Ovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, and we're closing out rapidly on today's broadcast, and I really hate it, you know, but that's the way it goes, folks. There's a lot of material to cover, I know that. But if you'll understand this information and take it to heart, some of this we can use to slow down or to turn or to block the globalist agenda right where we are. Again, in our cities, in our towns, in our counties, in our states, some of this information we can understand, you can use for your own knowledge so that you understand how these things are implemented. And understand as well that somebody that has in your local area that has gotten on board with hazard mitigation planning, maybe you already have an enhanced 911 system. Maybe you already have a FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system. Maybe you've already got that. Well, in the process, there were lots of new little change agent babies born. They understand this process, and they can use the same techniques when they're bringing in a light rail system, whether they're bringing in some one of these foreign enterprise zones, et cetera, whether they're implementing the DREAM Act, the Downtown Revitalization and Economic Advancement Measure, whatever that thing means. Okay? come in on you and at you with the International Property Code, Property Maintenance Code, other things like that. So this is powerful information for you to use. I'm so glad that I stumbled upon it years ago. But again, here's another one. It says, is there something, again, that could be dealt with in the context of mitigation planning? In other words, you want to be able to drag other things in under the umbrella. How can the mitigation plan contribute to other planning initiatives? In other words, you're widening the hem of the garment. If you can be all-inclusive in here, you can get other people to come along. And they do this in Congress on a regular basis. If you'll vote or sign on to my bill and support my bill, well, then I'll support your bill. And that's how they got to Congress, because they were, you know, one of these go-along, get-along kind of Johnnies that came along up through the political process. What would it take? Here's another one. Oh, excuse me. How likely is it that there will be an individual to serve as a champion to provide leadership and support for mitigation planning? Okay. How likely is it that there will be an individual to serve as a champion? Do you have an old, you know, retired veteran out there someplace? Maybe a retired veteran, and then he became a fire department captain, and he's only got one leg, and he's got an ear missing from a fire situation. You know, is he going to be a champion? How likely is it that maybe there's a business owner in town? You know, one of these guys that wants to move up, move out or die, somebody that wants to become a politician. He's the kind of a politician you need to avoid. You never want to have a representative that wants to be a representative. You just want to have one that'll acquiesce after lots of pressure. But again, how likely is it that there will be an individual to serve as a champion? What would it take to identify or recruit a planning team leader? A planning team leader. How will you capitalize and build on expanding enthusiasm? Enthusiasm is an incredible word. Enthusiasmos is the root. It's the fire within. How do you build a fire in the hearts and minds of men? Right? Book written on that title. Is there an existing FMA or CRS floodplain mitigation plan or other single hazard plan? In other words, have you incrementally adopted some portions of this? Do you have a flooding problem? I noticed an article also sent in this morning in the chat room early about the levees now, you know, being blown to avoid upstream flooding. And so they're going to blow the levees in Missouri and flood, you know, farmland. Wow. Be fun, isn't it? I'd like to be there to watch that. Anyway, is there an existing FMA or CRS flood mitigation plan? Is there an existing system for planning in the community? Is there a planning department? Oh, joy! A community plan. Are there local staff with planning capabilities with whom you can collaborate? Again, this is all the stuff for the change agent. You woke up one morning and you had this burning desire to implement hazard mitigation planning in your community. Is there a history of community interest and or involvement on environmental issues, recreational issues, safety issues? You know, somebody else primed the pump? Is there an existing land use map or a GIS system, contour maps, soil maps, topographic maps or other material that can be used to better understand the hazard context of the community? Remember, implementing Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. It's the creation of the safety cult. Resources. Answering the following questions can help you begin to determine the availability of resources and capabilities for hazard mitigation planning and mitigation measures in your community. If you determine that you're unfamiliar with programs that may be available in your community or state, or need financial resources to initiate the planning process, well, just call Bill Gates. He'll help you out. Maybe the Rockefeller Foundation. Consider the activities related to resources that are included later in this step under Task C to help identify untapped resources to support hazard mitigation. Are you a good grant writer? Can you write grants? Are you aware of the range of non-FEMA or non-mitigation programs available to assist in mitigation projects? You see how badly they want this? How important this is? They're just not going to be able to get to a takedown of America, the global, the local takedown, without these mitigation plans in place. That's why we need to double up. Become very enthusiastically becoming vocal, local, right where we are, blocking these globalist agendas? What are the major employers, industries, and organizations that can help shape the culture of the community? Are they willing to be involved? You need to know where the centers of influence are. Who's the grand poobah, you know, the grand dragon of your local clan? Who's the head of your local Masons, you know, Masonic organization? Who are the Knights of Columbus in your area, etc.? It may be difficult to obtain these answers. If so, you may wish to go ahead and begin to build your planning team, knowing that you can come back to this section for guidance on issues related to knowledge. Notice they use the word guidance all the time. I like to throw in the words guidance when I send emails to Congress and some of these agencies appealing for guidance. They know the word. They know the term. When I use the word, they know that I know the word. And when they know that I know and I know that they know, sometimes they come through with information that they wouldn't send to the ordinary schlep. All right, guidance. On issues related to knowledge, support, and resources for planning, the answers to these questions should be compiled and incorporated into your plan document, particularly in the capability analysis section that you will develop during phase 3 of the planning process. This information, coupled with hazard and vulnerability information you will collect in phase 2, will shape the projects and policies adopted in your mitigation plan. Do you see how well thought out this is? What you're up against when you go into the town councils, when you go to these various meetings, and you come in there full of enthusiasm and you've got your Gadsden t-shirt on, and you're ready to rock and roll, baby. You came to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and you left your bubble gum out in the car, right? And you get slaughtered, and you don't know why. And then you lose interest and lose heart, and you say, well, you just can't beat City Hall. Well, it's because you didn't do what they did. They did their preparations in advance. They got all their ducks in order. Heard a broadcast last evening about a fellow that was going up against some water deal out in California. Got to the meeting and found he was only allowed to speak for a minute. There's 100 ways to skin that 1 minute talk situation. We'll talk about that perhaps in another broadcast. But generally speaking, when you're doing it on your own and when you're going by yourself, you're asking for defeat. And with defeat comes disappointment and then apathy. And then you're right back in the lazy boy again with a beer watching TV. And we can avoid that. It's an unnecessary step. So we need to do our homework. We very carefully research our history and our past. We research all of these various and sundry issues because a lot of these manuals, a lot of these discussions will give us all of the clues and the information that we need to wage a very, very successful campaign right where we are, blocking these globalist agenda. It's, after all, it's not their money to give in the first place, but they're taking far more than money. The debt, maybe we could repudiate the debt. But a loss of property, a loss of life, a loss of our freedom, the loss of our birthright, the loss of this country, the loss of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, these are damages that no amount of tears and hanky-wringing may ever bring back. We lose this, folks. We've lost the whole enchilada, the plate that it sits on. The table that sits on, and the floor of the cabin that sits on, but more importantly, the land that lies underneath all of this. We need to revert back from this state to the state, and I'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you will be too, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S.
please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.